Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In 6 days, we are going to win the great state of Florida. And we are going to win the White House. Going to win it. It's feeling like it already, isn't it? Just, we've got to be nice and cool. Nice and cool. Right? Stay on point, Donald. Stay on point. No sidetracks, Donald. Nice and easy. Nah.
Yeah, Donald Trump yesterday in Pensacola, Florida, campaigning. You wonder if that was actually written on the teleprompter, you know, saying, stay on point, Donald, stay on point. Because for once now in this election, it seems that the news cycle and outside events are working in the Trump campaign's favor. Joining us right now, Jake Tapper of CNN. And boy, what a difference a week makes, Jake, considering the bombshell story that hit on Friday. And then continuing stories from the Wall Street Journal last night from Fox News, where FBI agents clearly are leaking information to the media about just how big these investigations are. What do you make of it at this point?
Well, I mean, I'm from an era where I actually kind of liked it when the FBI didn't consider itself to be involved in a presidential election. And I took FBI Director Comey at his word that he was just trying to be transparent. And he had said something under oath that was no longer true, and so he wanted to correct the record. But I have to say that the nonstop leaks coming out of the FBI in the last week before the presidential election, and it's whether they're people saying defending Clinton or people attacking Clinton, I find it kind of disconcerting. I don't recall this happening like it is right now before.
It does, though, validate the stories we've been hearing over the last couple of months that there was a complete unrest within the ranks of those agents who felt that Director Comey's statement back in July was beyond the regular purview of the FBI. First of all, making the public statement, let alone not going forward with a recommendation of an indictment or a recommendation of the Justice Department bringing charges against Hillary Clinton. So, I mean, yes, you're right. This is unprecedented, but also it appears to be validating that pushback from Director Comey's actions in July.
But I mean, my point of view is, and I think we've discussed this before. Oh no, we didn't actually. But you know, after Comey did what he did last Friday, I reached out to a couple people I know who have either worked in the FBI or are currently in the FBI, just to see what they had to say. And these are people of real integrity, people I know that have taken on political cases or politically charged cases, and just done what they thought was right and according to the law. And these people, to a man, thought the world of James Comey, thought he was a man of high integrity, didn't think politics had anything to do with it. And, you know, that's kind of just as a reporter, I can understand the criticism of him, and certainly I want to report on it, but I don't necessarily have a default where I suspect James Comey of anything. That's my position now after the letter last February, and that was my position over the summer when he said that there wouldn't be any criminal investigation. I talked to a former prosecutor, a Republican, who understood the decision and said, look, if you're going to go after somebody like Hillary Clinton, if you're going to prosecute somebody, if you're going to seek an indictment, it better be an airtight case.
I just want to drill down on one thing. We know that Comey came out and said, okay, look, Congress, we're reopening the investigation. I'm paraphrasing because he didn't use exactly that language. Well, that's the effect of his letter to Congress. We're letting you know that we're reopening the investigation. And then there are leaks, but there's nothing that suggests the leaks are coming from Comey, right?
No, I'm not faulting Comey.
Yeah, okay.
Not at all. I agree with what you're saying 100%. No, there's nothing to suggest the leaks are coming from Comey. But I have to say that a time when there are so few institutions in government that seem to be functioning as the way they're supposed to, the last week, the talk, and look, I'm a reporter. I like leaks.
I
hearing information. but you know, it's hard to look at this and think, this is how this agency is supposed to be operating with all these leaks one way or the other. You know, there's a leak one day to the New York Times saying that the FBI agents who wanted to go after the Clinton Foundation, all they had was that Clinton cash book and nothing much. And, you know, obviously that was coming from people who disapproved of these agents. Then the next day there's a leak to the Wall Street Journal, seemingly from these agents, explaining why they had more than just the Clinton cash book. And it's just, you know, just conduct the investigation. When you find out what you're supposed to have, come forward with it one way or the other.
Speaking of leaks, can I ask you what you think about the WikiLeaks stuff that's come out that shows a rather cozy relationship, and I mean, admittedly they are longtime friends, but a guy at the Department of Justice by the name of Peter Kadzik and John Podesta on the campaign. There are emails suggesting that Kadzik was giving Podesta a heads up on some things that probably in a perfect world he shouldn't have done.
I mean, it certainly shows a coziness, and it certainly shows a degree of connectedness that John Podesta had that you or I wouldn't have if there were things going on relevant to us. And my understanding is the subjects that he was giving him a heads up on, hearing and the State Department's release of emails, that those two were either public at the time or about to be made public at the time. But absolutely, the idea that this individual, Kadzik, was a former lawyer of John Podesta's, and here he was an official at the Justice Department sending an email from his private email account, writing a quote heads up to Podesta, that's not the kind of, I mean, either that was in his official duties, as a liaison, and there's nothing wrong with it.
But then why send it from your personal account?
Yeah,
exactly. And so, I mean, it looks like the kind of thing that people don't like about Washington, which is, insiders giving information to people who are well-connected and those people who are well-connected getting treatments that, you or I would not get if we were in a similar situation.
Jake Tapper, real fast, I know that you have an affinity for our warriors who are doing incredibly dangerous work in Afghanistan. Of course, your book, The Outpost, is a riveting account of their work. Your quick reaction to the news that two U.S. service members were killed overnight in Afghanistan, the danger is still very real there, and there still doesn't seem to be any end in sight.
Yeah, I mean, we need to keep remembering that, the war in Afghanistan, we've been giving a lot of attention, and appropriately so, to our service members in Iraq and Syria, especially in Iraq, as Iraqi forces lead the way to recapture Mosul. But there are still thousands and thousands, I think it's about 9,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. And a decision is not made about what's going to happen with those troops. I haven't necessarily heard any concrete details from Clinton or Trump on this. It's the fault of the media more than anything else. We haven't really asked. Just a reminder that there are still a lot of brave men and women, whether they're in, they work for the State Department or
right.
the CIA or the military, who are in harm's way, whether in Iraq or Afghanistan. And we're definitely going to be covering these two, and hopefully we'll know more about them
All right.
By 4 o'clock.
All right, Jake, thank you. And another reminder about the high stakes of this election,
yeah,
of
absolutely.
Course.
Now, time for traffic and weather.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.